Aflamin Omid Aleph, the Mishnah on the bottom of the Omid we did yesterday, and the Mishnah records a machlokes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda as to what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant when he said, Ein tefillah samusafim ela bechever ir. And the Gemara that we started at the very bottom of the Omid explains this machlokes. And the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, two versions of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is whether or not Yochid Shelo Bechever Ir, a Yochid that lives in a city, there's no Tzibur of Mispalalim, whether or not the Yochid is Chayiv Musaf, Tefilas Musaf, according to Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would hold that he's Potur, because Tefilas Musaf is exclusively Echovas Tzibur, whereas Rabbi Yehuda would say that in this case, he's Chayav L'spalel. And Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when he said that the Yochid is Potur because of the Tzibur, what he meant was that the Yochid would be fulfilling his obligation through the Tzibur, through the Shliach Tzibur. But if there is no Tzibur, then the Yochid is Chayev on his own. Whereas the Tanakama, in his version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says that in all scenarios, no matter what, the Yochid is Potter. He's not Chayev at all. There's no Chovas Yochid. The entire Takon of Tfilas Musaf was a Chovas Tzibur. And there's no Kiyum Yochid whatsoever. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is that there is a Chovas Yochid, just that he fulfills that Chovas Yochid if there's a Tzibur through the Tzibur, but if there's no Tzibur, he still remains Chayav. And here we have a major Machlokes Achronim between the Prima Gadim in Rosh Yosef and the Yehudinist Tzlach, as to what it means according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Yochid is together with the Tzibur, he's Yotze, his Chiyuv Musaf. According to the Rosh Yosef, it means that the Yochid is in the Beis HaKnesses, he hears the Tfilas Musaf of the Shliach Tzibur, and that's how he fulfills his obligation. Obviously then, if he's outside the city and there's no Tzibur, then he doesn't hear the Shliach Tzibur. Even if he would be in the city, that wouldn't be enough. Even if there's a Tzibur dominating, that wouldn't be enough. He has to be there with the Tzibur, and he has to hear the Shliach Tzibur. The Tzlach, on the other hand, understood that even if he's not at all in the Beis HaKnesses, the Tzibur, anywhere they are, and every individual they're in, a Yotze through the Shliach Tzibur. And this understanding of the Tzlach reminds us of the Halacha in Birchas Kohanim, of the Amshe B'Sodos, that the people are blessed by the Birchas Kohanim, even though they're not there in the Shul. So it means that the Tzlach understood when it says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yochid Potter, the word Potter means that he potters himself in the Mokom Chavra ear without even hearing the Shliach Tzibur. According to the Rosh Yosef, it should have said in the Mishnah, instead of Yochid Potur, it should have said Yochid Potur im Shoma Mishliach Tzibur. The Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah, did not add that proviso that the Yochid has to hear the Shliach Tzibur. The Meiri understands that in a situation where there's a Tzibur Mispalim, the Tfilas HaTzibur itself patters the Yochid, even if a person is home, and it's not like the tefillah of the shliach tzibur, where the individual members of the tzibur have to be yotze through the tefillah of the shliach tzibur, but rather, if there's a tzibur mispalim, then there's this new entity called the tefillah satzibur, and that patters up the yochid. Now, according to the Tzlach, Rashi would hold it the nafkamina between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda applies even to the case of a yochid who's found, he's located in the Chavra Ir, but he wants to daven by himself, and he doesn't want to be yotzei from the Shliach Tzibur. Would he be allowed to do so? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that he's yotzei his chova from the Shliach Tzibur, then he has no chiv to be yotzei his chiv outside of the Shliach Tzibur. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the Yochid is located in the Chavra Ir, then the entire Tzibur all over, even if he's not in the Beis Knesset, fulfilled their obligation through the Shliach Tzibur. And if that be the case, then he has no chiv to be mispal on his own. According to Tanakama, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said Yochid Potur. The language of Yochid Potter means that he's Potter through the Tzibur. There's no additional Chiyuv if he's in the Chavra Ir. But the Tanakama holds that since Tfilas Musaf was established only in the Tzibur, as we explained, that according to Tanakama, the Yochid is Potter even if there's no Tzibur Mispalin, then the Yochid was never obligated in Tfilas Musaf, and therefore he wouldn't even be allowed to be mispal on his own. It would be a bracha levatola, because Tfilas Musaf is not shayach to the yachid, and there's no such thing as a nedava with regard to Tfilas Musaf. It just doesn't lend itself to a Tfilas nedava. It's a replacement for the carbon, which is a carbon tzibur. There's no nedava in a carbon tzibur. So it comes out, according to the Tzlach, that Rabbi Yehuda would say he's not chayiv if there's a shliach tzibur and he's located in the Chavra Ir, but there may indeed be a kiyum, because we know that, according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there is a chovas yachid in Tfilas Musaf, and he can be chayev in the case where he's outside the chavir. It's possible that the yochid could make, so to speak, a declaration that he doesn't want to be yotzei his chova through the shliach tzibur, and therefore he has the option of being mispal biatzmo. There is a chovas yochid, just that he's yotzei through the shliach tzibur, but he may decide, I'd rather be yotzei on myself, I want to be mispal on my own. The Ra'ah understood that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there is a tzibur, the yachid doesn't have any license of being mispalo other than in the tzibur. And if he doesn't daven with the tzibur, then he doesn't daven at all. There's no musa for the yachid because he was yotzi es chiyuv through the tzibur. And there's no takana of a chovas yachid when there is a tzibur. If there's no tzibur, then the takana was that he has to daven Tfilas Musaf as a yochid. Now this sugya has to be understood in light of a sugya of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, you have to compare the two sugyas. So on Daf Lamed Daled Amid Beis, there's machlokas from Gamaliel and Rabbanon, where the Shliach Tzibur is motzi anybody, or he's only motzi Mishayni Yodel Lispalel. It's very difficult. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, it's impossible to say like the Rabbanon that the power, the authority, the scope of the Shliach Tzibur to be motzi is limited to those who are eni yodel ispalo, but mishi yodel ispalo eni yochalotzi sidechova through the Shliach Tzibur. Because if that be the case, then we should apply that to Tfilas Musaf. And yet, we don't find in Rabbi Yehuda any sort of limitation. Who is yotzei in the Chavra Ir through the Shliach Tzibur? So it's going to be problematic to reconcile the Shita of the Chachomim in Rosh Hashanah that, again, limit the Shliach Tzibur's power to those who are any of them. How do you reconcile that with Rabbi Yehuda and Musaf? Because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, carte blanche, everyone is yotzei through the Shliach Tzibur. We're not differentiating between Yodel Spala and any Yodel Spala. At the end of the day, we have three shitos in our Mishnah as far as the Yachid vis-a-vis Tfilas Musaf, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The way the Chachamim understood Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Yachid is potter no matter where he is, in the Chavar Ir or if he's outside the Chavar Ir. According to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Yachid Shalom B'Chavar Ir is Chayv L'Ispalel. The Yachid in the Chavar Ir is potur, and it means that he was Yotzei through the Shliach Tzibur. The third Shita would be the Chachamim, who would be Machayev the Yachid, even in the case of the Chavar Ir, that's the Chacham of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and whether or not the Yachid is in the Chavar Ir or Shalom B'Chavar Ir, he himself is obligated because Tfilas Musaf was established as a Chovas Yachid, like any other Tfilah. The Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnayos explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yachid in the Chavar Ir is Potur. And again, what that means is, according to Rashi's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, the Shliach Tzibur is Poter, the Yachid, who's located in the Chavar Ir. The Meiri, on the other hand, holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tfilas HaTzibur potters him up. And that means even if he's not in the Beis HaKnesses, whereas according to the Ra'ah, if there's a Tzibur, then Tfilas Musaf was not established on the Yachid. But if there's no Tzibur, then the Yachid becomes Chayiv. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says the following. Omar Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Omar Rav Chia Bar Rav, Halacha K'Rav Yehuda, She'omar Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which means that if there's no tzibur mispalim, then the yachid is chayev lispalel. Amalei Rabbi Chia bar Ovin. Rabbi Chia bar Ovin says to Rav Huna bar Chinina, Shapir kamrit. You're right. I agree with you that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in his interpretation of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Amar Shmuel. Miyomai lo matzlina tzlosa de musafim biyachid. I never davened a tfilas musaf biyachid bin arda. And here we're on daf lamed omid beis. It never happened to me that I would be mispal tfilas musaf biyachidus in arda, because there's a tzibur chavra ir and the shliach tzibur patters me up. Lebar me'ahu yoma, except for one particular day, the Asa Pulmusa de Malka Lemasa, the military entourage of the king, the Melech Ha'ir, the Melech came to the city, the Atridu Rabbanu Velot Selu, because of the whole Balagan, the whole entourage coming in, the Chachamim didn't daven Musaf, it's holy lay biyachid. And I davened as a yachid. V'havo yachid shalom b'chavar'ir, because my situation in that case, where there was no shliach tzibur that was davening Musaf in that city, is the same as somebody who's outside the city. And I davened biyachid. So from the fact that Shmuel was knowing to daven biyachid, we see clearly that he held that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in his interpretation of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that a yachid shalom b'chavar ir is chayev l'spal musaf. And this reflects the sheet of Rashi in understanding Rabbi Yehuda, that the yachid is yotze through the shliach tzibur, not like the Meiri, who said that the tefillas hatzibur itself patters the yachidim, but rather that the shliach tzibur patters the yachid. And we mentioned that some achronim understood that the yachid is yotzi is derchov dafka if he's in the Beis HaKnesses. That was the prima godim, and he hears the shliach tzibur, this sheet of the tzlach, that he doesn't have to be there, but he's yotzi through the shliach tzibur. Now, if we assume, according to Rashi, that the shliach tzibur patters up the yachid, even if he is not there in shul, then what Shmuel meant to say was that even in a case where he wasn't able to be in the Beis HaKnesses, he would not have to daven b'yichidus. He doesn't have to be in the Beis HaKnesses, and that's the Nodav Yehuda's understanding of Rashi, because he's niftar, he becomes potter through the Tefillah Shliach Tzibur. And that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that if there's a chavar ir, the yochid is potter from Tefillah Musav, and we would like that in the Mishnah, it means he's potter through the Shliach Tzibur, even though he's not hearing the Shliach Tzibur. But Shmuel said that it never happened to him that even in the city itself there was no Shliach Tzibur was davening, which meant that he could stay at home and he would be Yotze because the Shliach Tzibur is davening, except for that one case of the Asa Pulmosa de Malka Lamosa. Now, what was exactly this tirda that the Chachomim were not able to be mispal Tfilas Musaf on that day? Does it mean that they didn't daven b'tzibur, but enochinami they would daven b'yechidus? And it seems like there was no tefillah b'tzibur, and they didn't wait until the chel of the melech would leave in order to be mispal b'tzibur. And it's possible that the halach is like the chachamim, who hold that you can daven musaf kol ayom, b'meshach the entire day. If, which case you might assume that the tirda situation actually continued through the entire day. Or perhaps the tirda continued, the chelos was there until the end of the seventh hour, which is the Sof Zman Tefillas Musaf according to Rabbi Yehuda. And they were choshesh for the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda because of Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, who said, as we quoted it back in Chav Ches, then anyone who davens Musaf after the seventh hour, he's considered a poshea. So we're not sure exactly how long this tirda continued and undermined the possibility of the tzibur davening Musaf. Yosef Rab Chanina Kora Kamei de Rav Yanai. Rabbi Chanina, who was called Kora, he was the Baal Mikra, he was the expert in Mikra, and he was sitting in the presence of Rabbi Yanai, V'yosef v'ka'amar, halachik Rabbi Yehuda, sha'amar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that if there's no tzibur being mispal musaf, then the yochid is chayv lispal. Amalei, so Rabbi Yanai said to Rabbi Chanina, puk kra kra'ech livra, go outside and read your psukim, which you used to read outside. Don't say it in the Beis Medrash. Your halachas are not correct. Because the truth is, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda sh'amar mishum Rab Elazar ben Azariah. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda in Rab Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Yanai said to Rabbi Chanina that he should say his Torah and stick to his expertise, his discipline in Mikros. He's a Baki, but he's not a Baki in Divrei Torah. And the Gemara, in a very similar way, in Masechta Yevamos and other places, says Puk Kroy Kora Echa Ein Halach Kora Blazman Azariah, meaning publicized that the halach is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Fine. From Rabbi Yanai's words to Rabbi Chanina, we see that the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There's no proof, however, does he hold that the halach is like the Tanakama in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or maybe he holds like the Chachamim, that the Tfilas Musaf is a Chovas Yachid. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Nira Isis Rabbi Yanai Ditzoli Vahodar Tzoli. The Gemara has an additional proof that Rabbi Yanai holds like the Chachamim, that even in a Chavar Ir, the Yochid is Chayv to Dav Musaf, because Rabbi Yochanan testifies that I saw Rabbi Yanai, that he would be Mispal, and afterwards he was Mispal a second time. and his tefillos were biyachidus. From the fact that he was mispal two tefillos, one after the other, for sure, we see that he was this was tefillos shachris umosov. We see clearly beyond a doubt that Rav Yani held that you can mispal tefillos musaf biyachidus like the Chachamim in our Mishnah. So according to the testimony of Rabbi Yochanan, who saw Rav Yanai daven on Shabbos two tefillos zecher zeh, means he davened as a yochid shachris, and then he davened musaf. And from the fact that he davened a short Shmon Esrei, and he immediately davened a second Shmon Esrei that was very short, he understood that these were both tefillos of Shabbos of seven brachas. It's not like perhaps Rabbi Yanai had made a mistake and he davened shachris as a tefillos chol, and then he davened a second shachris immediately afterwards of seven brachas to replace the longer tefillah that he had davened with yudches brachas. That's impossible, because Rabbi Yochanan saw how quickly he davened both tefillos, and one after the other, and it will be yechidus. Now it could be possible that Rabbi Yochanan knew that this took place, Rabbi Yanai, in the Chavra'ir, in the city. And why would then Rabbi Yanai daven as a yachid? It must be that he holds like the Chachamim in our Mishnah. So that's difficult, says the Tzlach. I don't understand, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and even in the Chavra'ir, where the yachid is not obligated in Tefillas Musaf, it's possible that he could daven Musaf as a yachid. Because, as we explained earlier, according to Rashi, there may be situations in which he didn't hear the Shliach Tzibur, and he's not Yotze automatically. That was the Prima Gadim. And it's also possible that he can have in mind that he doesn't want to be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur, or for whatever reason he decides he wants the Daven be a Chidus. So therefore the Tzlach comes to the conclusion that what we're deriving from Rabbi Yanai in the testimony of Rabbi Yochanan is that there is a chovas yochid to be mispal musaf. Rabbi Yochanan is not proving from Rabbi Yanai that the halacha is not like that. Excuse me, that the halacha is like the Tanakama, the Chachamim, but rather he's proving that the halacha is not like the Tanakama in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that there's never a situation where the yochid is mispal tefillos musaf. He holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, since we found that Rabbi Yanai holds that ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, as we said earlier, he was gar b'Rabbi Chanina k'chora, therefore we know that from this maisa he held like the Chachamim. So again, we have to put A plus B together. The actual vision, so to speak, or the occurrence that Rabbi Yochanan saw of the minig of Rabbi Yanai would not in and of itself prove that halach is like the Chachamim against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that tefillas musaf, like any other tefillas, a chovas yachid, because it's quite possible that in watching these two tefillos, one after the other, shachris and then musaf, as a yachid, it could be that Rabbi Yanai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And there are situations, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in which the yachid is either obligated, even in the chavra'ir, in tefillos musaf, if he didn't hear the shliach tzibur, or alternatively, he may make his own decision voluntarily that rather than be yotze with the shliach tzibur, he wants to daven his own personal tefillos musaf as a yachid. The answer is that we have to put two and two together, meaning together with this Sipra Maisa here of Rabbi Yanai, and knowing, as we saw in Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Yanai held that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, in halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Shama Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then by definition he must be holding like the Chachamim. And now the Gemara tries to reject this. Amale Rabbi Yirmiel, Rabbi Zera, Vidilma. Perhaps the two tefillos of Rabbi Yanai were tefillos of shachris. And that's the reason why he davened twice. And why is that? How is that? Demeikaralo kiven daito, ulbasof kiven daito. Maybe in the first tefillah that he davened, they didn't have kavana in Birchas HaAvos. We're going to learn later on that as far as kavana and tefillah is concerned, in the first bracha of Magen Avram, kavana is absolutely critical. And since he didn't have kavana in Magen Avram, therefore he had to be mispal a second time and have kavana karoy in the second tefillah. And therefore there's no proof from this story of Rabbi Yannai that he holds like the Chachamim. Perhaps he davened two tefillos only because he didn't have kavana in the first tefillah. And we don't know that Rabbi Yannai held like the Chacham that you could daven tefillos musaf biyachidus. The second tefillah was not musaf; it was another repeat of tefillos shachris because he didn't have kavana in shachris. So now the Gemara wants to defend the proof. Amalei, Rabbi Zera responds to Rabbi Yirmiya, Chaziman gavar rabba dekomis masid alei. Take a look at such a gavar rabba, such an adam chashuv, who testified about this ma'aseh, which is Rabbi Yochanan. For sure, Rabbi Yochanan was very careful, and he saw that the second tefillah of Rabbi Yannai was a tefillah musaf. Maybe he overheard Rabbi Yannai davening, and he knew it was musaf. And therefore it's clear that Rabbi Yannai holds like the Chachamim, that a person is obligated in tefillah musaf as a yachid. And the Gemara now is going to quote other Amoraim, who agree that we paskin like the Chachamim, that tefillas musaf is a chovas yachid. Now let's go back to this possibility that was suggested by Rabbi Yirmiya, that Rabbi Yannai reminded himself that he didn't have kavan in avos, and that's why he davened the second Shmon Esrei to place the first. At what point in time did he remind himself? The Rosh is of the opinion that if in the middle of a tefillah a person becomes aware of the fact that he didn't have kavana during Avos, then he has to be mafsik right there on the spot and go back to the beginning of tefillah. Rabbi Yannai apparently only reminded himself after he finished the tefillah, therefore he had to go back and be mispal a second time. So the hechrek here to assume that he reminded himself that he didn't have kavana in Avos was only after he finished his feels, because had he reminded himself immediately, Rabbi Yochanan would not prove anything about Musaf. It would have been quite clear that the original tefillah was so short, and he immediately started his second tefillah. It must have been that he made a toast. Now, as far as our Psak Halacha Bizmanenu in our Chaim Siman Kuf Aleph, we should realize that even if he didn't have Kavan and Ovos, he's not Choser, because Karav Hadover Shem Yachzalo is Kavan. Now, we should mention here the Chiddush of Reb Chaim Brisker in the Rambam, that tefillah needs two kavanos. It needs a kavana for Pirush HaMilos, and that kavana is only ma'akev in Birchas HaAvos. And number two, he needs a kavana that he's only lifnei Hashem, and that kavana is ma'akev in the entire tefillah, because it's not a ma'aseh tefillah without kavana of omed lifnei Hashem. And therefore, we could explain that in our case, maybe Rav Yannai didn't have kavana in one of the brachos that he was omed lifnei Hashem. And since that kavana is ma'akevus in the entire tefillah, therefore he had to repeat the Shmone Esrei. It's very fascinating that various achronim come up with other scenarios in which perhaps Rabbi Yannai had to daven two tefillos. One possibility is the whole story happened on Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yannai had forgotten Yalav Yovu in his first tefillah, and therefore he had to daven Shachris a second time. Again, it's a little bit dochak to say that he made a mistake in his tefillah and he forgot Yalav Yovu. It's better if you put the finger on Kavana. Another possibility is that these two tefillos were shachris because he had forgotten Meiriv the night before, and his second tefillah was Ashlama Fa'arvis, the first one was shachris. In any event, it's a little bit strange in this Gemara that Rabbi Zera did not answer Rabbi Yirmiya based on a Gemara later on that Rabbi Yirmiya, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, says that a person should not daven. He's not allowed to daven until he first clarifies that he has to, that he has the capacity of having kavana. That's a bit strange. Maybe this maisa happened before he heard from Rabbi Elazar that a person's not allowed to daven before he's Mashiach, that he will be, it's clear to him that he'll be able to have kavana. Now, it doesn't say explicitly in Rabbi Yochanan's words that the second tefillah Rabbi Yochanan knew was, in fact, a tefillah's musaf, but for sure, that was the intention of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan tells us this maisa in order to prove that Rabbi Yanai held that tefillah's musaf is a chovas yachid, which you recite by a chidus. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan was very careful, and he knew that the second tefillah was a tefillah's musaf, and that's what Rabbi Zeir is telling Rabbi Yirmiya, chazi man gavar rab deko maser alei. Rabbi Ami v'Rav Asi afal gav dahavelu treisar beiknishta v'Tveria. There were 13 shuls in their local city in Tveria, where the tzibur was mispal lo avi matzli ela bene amude hechidavi garse. They wouldn't be mispal in a beis hakneses b'tzibur. They would prefer to daven the yechidus in the beis hamedrash where they learned Torah. And this is something that we saw earlier, that a person should always be mispalel in a beis hamedrash where he learns Torah b'kvius. That was back on Daf Ches in the name of Chizda, who derived from the Pasukim Tilim, Ohev Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov, Ohev Hashem Sharma Metzion Baal Locha Mikol Yosef Mibatek Nesios. So if you have a kvius in learning Torah, that's the place to be mispalel. And that was what Rabbi Yirmiya and Rav Asi did. Now what about Tefillas Musaf? It seems that even Tefillas Musaf, they would daven b'yechidus in the Beis HaMedrash, Bein Amudei Beis HaMedrash, where they were learning Torah. So we see clearly that even though there were plenty of possibilities in Teria for the Tzibur was in fact being mispalel Musaf, nevertheless, the Yochid should mispal his own Tefillas Musaf. And that reflects the Shita of the Chachamim in our Mishnah. So we see that there were other Amoraim, not just Rabbi Yanai, who accepted the Halacha like the Chachamim of our Mishnah, that Tefillas Musaf is a Chovas Yochid. Itmar, we learned in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, meaning the name of Rebbe, Omar Loch Krab Yehuda Shama Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which means that the Yochin in the Chaveir does not daven Tfilas Musaf because he's Yotzei through the Shliach Tzibur. And what it means is that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda according to Shitas Rebbe. Now, if you look at the top Tosfos has a different girsa, according to which ain halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, but rather we paskin like the Chachamim that Musaf is a chovas yachid. And even Rabbeinu Chananel holds that from the story of Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi, we see clearly that the halacha is like the Chachamim. And we can add to that the edus of Rabbi Yochanan about Rabbi Yanai and the fact that Rabbi Chanina was Gorea to Korah, and he said that we paskin like the Chachamim, and Tosfos doesn't bring that as a proof. He brings the proof from Rabbi Ami Rav Asi. Now a lot of Achronim ask, what's the proof from Rabbi Ami Rav Asi? Is it possible that they held like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Yochid could be miskaven shalolotzeis, because as we saw in Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Yochid is Yotzei through the Shliach Tzibur. Maybe these Amoroim opted not to be Yotzei with the Tzibur, with the Shliach Tzibur. Or alternatively, since they didn't show up in Shul, according to the Prima Kodim, they didn't hear the Shliach Tzibur. So how do we know for sure that Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi paskin like the Chachamim? So some of the Rishonim want to say that Rav Ami and Rav Asi had the status of what's called Torosom Umnosom. They were exclusively dedicated to the study of Torah. And if they could have been Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur, they should have been Yotze. Why would they not want to be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur? They would be Goreim Bittul Torah. But for sure they held like the Chachomim. There is another Shita here that this whole story of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and this is what Rabbeinu Yonah wants to suggest, is to teach us that even though there was a Tzibur Gadol and Barovam Hadras Melech, nevertheless, since they wanted to be Mispal B'Mokom Limudom in a Tzibur Katon, they were allowed to do so, and davening in a place of the Tefillah is an extra element here that outweighs the Barovam Hadras Melech. Okay then, so we'll stop here at Emirtz Hashem. We'll finish the perek tomorrow, begin perek Ein Omdim Lispalel. No, actually, I was right. It's perek Chamishi, perek Revi is Tefillas HaShachar.